Investment flash.
Cloud saved the AI trade, and Amazon just sailed up 15% in a session. Open source, though, that could be the wrecking ball.
Welcome to Investment Flash Weekend Edition, August 2nd, 2026. I'm Marie with Tom and Gerald.
All right. The journal says Wall Street is finally connecting the AI dots. If you've got a cloud business, the spending spree suddenly looks smart. Amazon's AWS, Microsoft's Azure, Google Cloud, tens of billions in CapEx, now with a visible revenue path.
Visible revenue path? That's a generous way to say we hope they make money. Nobody's broken out AI revenue yet. It's a leap of faith wrapped in a CapEx narrative.
Tom, your Amazon buy call from yesterday, that's a victory lap. But Gerald's right. It's sentiment, not proof. The market's pricing cloud as the AI backstop. But if those services don't deliver hard ROI, this multiple expansion looks shaky.
Buddy, victory lap indeed. Up 15% in one go. And Microsoft and Alphabet both inflected last session too. Azure and Google Cloud are the conduits. This isn't just vibes. It's a structural monetization path.
Structural, you say? So Amazon's trailing PE on a 15% pop, probably pushing 50. No hard ROI, but the narrative is structural. I've heard that one. Reminds me of the metaverse.
Oh, come on, Gerald. That's not the same. Cloud actually has paying customers. The metaverse was all aspiration.
But the point is, Tom, paying customers for cloud storage and compute doesn't automatically mean they'll pay a premium for AI overlay. If open source models commoditize the stack, the premium evaporates. And that's the Journal Business section's whole story. Startups racing to build cheap American alternatives on shoestring budgets with no VC support.
Open source on a shoestring? The hyperscalers are spending billions. They've got the compute and the distribution. These startups can't match scale.
Scale doesn't matter if a model runs on a laptop, Tom. That's exactly the threat. The Journal's Kate Clark reports that without funding, the U.S. might cede the low-cost market to China's DeepSeek. And NVIDIA, at 30.8 times trailing earnings, with single-digit year-to-date gains, looks awfully exposed if compute demand suddenly moderates.
Right, so NVIDIA's the only chip play in town. But if the market yawns at $10 billion training runs because some kid in a garage deploys an open model, those top-end chips become a niche. Marie, you've just outlined my bear case.
Hang on. Cloud providers will still need inference capacity. Even if open source models proliferate, they'll run on Azure and AWS, not laptops. Microsoft can distribute them and still make money.
But at what margin, Tom? If the models are free, cloud providers are just renting compute cycles at commodity pricing. That's margin compression, not expansion. Microsoft's up 3% last session, but still down 1.7% year to date, range bound for a reason.
And Alphabet, 6.7% up last session on cloud monetization hopes, but nobody's pricing in that low-cost competitors might undercut their AI models. The stock's riding a narrative that could reverse.
All right, fair pushback, but you both are overlooking that enterprise customers want integrated suites. It's not just a model, it's the whole platform.
Platform lock-in is real, but history shows open source undermines it. Think Linux versus proprietary Unix. Cheap alternatives erode pricing power.
Exactly. And that's why NVIDIA's hold rating across both groups makes sense. It's the linchpin.
Fine. NVIDIA holds.
So we agree.
Yeah.
Spot on. All right. Shifting from Silicon Valley to Shenzhen. Hong Kong is raising its full-year GDP forecast after a strong first half, and they're launching offshore Chinese government bond futures. The yuan push is real.
This is a structural step. Bond futures add depth to the offshore market, and Financial Secretary Chan is championing yuan internationalization. Hong Kong equities look cheap, EWH at 0.89 times book.
I like the low price to book, buddy. Plus, the GDP upgrade suggests resilience. And selling USD CNH on policy support for a stronger yuan? That's a clean pair trade.
Tom's suddenly into macro pair trades. What's next? Trade-weighted index chat.
Hey, I can read a chart. But to be fair, the SCMP piece underscores a decoupling narrative from mainland wobbles. HKEX should benefit from increased volume.
HKEX gets a direct lift from bond futures. More trading, more fee income. And the GDP forecast raise supports the broad Hong Kong equity story.
All right, I'm in on those buys. But let's watch actual flows.
Exactly.
Right.
Now, the Journal's James McIntosh has a column that's basically my spirit animal. America is great at creating stock market bubbles and shrugging them off. The AI pullback has been almost entirely offset by gains in the rest of the market.
This is crucial. The equal weight S&P 500, RSP, is up 11.5% this year versus 9.3% for cap weight SPY. That's a rotation, not a retreat. The non-AI strength is absorbing the tech pullback.
220 basis points of outperformance. That's the trade right there. Long RSP, and it's not even expensive. The rotation has legs.
But McIntosh warns that one day the bust will be the big one. Nvidia, at 30.8 times trailing, sits at the center of that froth. Zero margin for error. The non-AI gains are great, but the moment AI-centric names correct sharply, the spillover could be messy.
Yet, historically, the market shrugs it off. Concentrated bubble losses don't break the broad index. The equal weight trade is a way to capture that resilience. Nvidia's hold is just a warning sign, not a collapse call.
This is why Gerald loves McIntosh. He gets to say bubble and froth in one column.
Fair enough. But he's not wrong. The S&P 500 has shrugged off plenty of bubbles.
So RSP is a buy, and we hold the others.
Our view is the story of two AIs, cloud monetization on one side, open source commoditization on the other. The net result? Rotation within tech, not a retreat. RSP is outperforming, and Hong Kong adds an Asian resilience leg.
But the cloud thesis is still a leap of faith, Tom. No hyperscaler has broken out AI revenue. If open source produces a model that runs on a laptop, the cloud AI premium evaporates. Nvidia's multiple is particularly exposed.
And here's what's missing from today's coverage: US rate sensitivity. The 10-year yield has been creeping up, yet growth stocks are rallying. Either the market thinks AI CapEx is yield agnostic, or we're one hawkish Fed minute away from a reappraisal. No one's talking about that.
Rates. Come on, Marie. Cloud earnings don't care about the 10-year. They're secular growth, not cyclical. If enterprise adoption is happening, yields don't matter.
They matter for valuations, Tom. If long-duration assets reprice on rate expectations, that 15% Amazon pop could unwind. The cleanest expression is owning the equal weight rotation with a head against open source disruption. Long RSP, and watch Nvidia's reaction to any DeepSeek-like news as a short catalyst.
So we're back to long RSP, short SPY. The easy money there may have been made, but it's still the cleanest. And Marie, your point about missing rate sensitivity is spot on. One hawkish minute, and this whole narrative gets repriced.
All right, I'll give you rates as a risk, but the rotation trade doesn't need rate clarity. It's just about breadth. If the 10-year keeps creeping, non-AI cyclicals could benefit even more.
Now, Tom's a macro trader, but fair point.
I'm surrounded by converse.
Only when it's working.
All right, all right.
I'll take it.
As always, none of this is investment advice. Do your own research.
All right, friends. We've covered a lot. Gerald, your bond doom loop returns, but in reverse. Rates up, stocks rally. I'm confused.
Only Gerald could turn a chip rally into a PE warning. Oh, wait, that's me. But seriously, have a great weekend. And if you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.
Monday's London edition at 7:30 a.m. London time. We'll see you then.